From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has been summoned to Washington. General Stanley McChrystal will have to explain himself to the White House after a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine attributed very critical remarks about the White House security team to General McChrystal and his staff. President Obama addressed the issue today at the White House.
I think it's clear that the article in which he and his team appeared showed poor judgment, but I also want to make sure that I talk to him directly before I make any final decision.
In a moment, we'll hear from the author of the article in Rolling Stone magazine. But first, NPR's national security correspondent, Rachel Martin, reports on what the controversy means both for General McChrystal and for the broader war effort in Afghanistan.
General Stanley McChrystal was the man who was supposed to save the war effort in Afghanistan. Now he may be fighting to save his own job. In a statement released today, McChrystal apologized for what he called a mistake, reflecting poor judgment. Today at the White House, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs wouldn't guarantee that McChrystal's job is safe.
Let's be clear. General McChrystal has fought bravely on behalf of this country for a long time. Nobody could or should take that away from him, and nobody will. But there has clearly been an enormous mistake in judgment to which he's going to have to answer to.
McChrystal is in trouble because of statements he and his aides made to a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine. Almost no one on the president's national security team, except perhaps Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, came out unscathed. There's Richard Holbrooke, the special envoy to the region. According to the piece, McChrystal checked his email once, saw one from Holbrooke, and said, quote, "I don't even want to open it." Then there's Vice President Biden, who ends up the butt of jokes by McChrystal and his aides, and even the president. After his first one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, McChrystal's aides say their boss was, quote, "pretty disappointed." All these comments reflect a tension between the military and the administration that came to a head last fall during a long debate over what strategy to take in Afghanistan. Vice President Biden was pushing for fewer troops. McChrystal wanted more. Here he is in a speech last October in London.
I discount immediately anyone who simplifies the problem or offers a solution or says, they raise one finger and they says, this is what you got to do, because they absolutely have no clue of the complexity of what we're dealing with.
That speech was seen as a dig at the vice president and triggered a personal reprimand from President Obama. Now it's happening again. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said today that General McChrystal has made a, quote, significant mistake and exercised poor judgment.
I frankly think that Secretary Gates has fired people for offenses that are no greater than this.
That's Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution.
I also think he's never needed someone as much as he needs McChrystal for a war that is crucial and that certainly has not yet turned the corner.
McChrystal himself has admitted that a key military operation underway in Kandahar is going to take longer than expected, and U.S. forces are still weighed down in Marja, where U.S. commanders say they've made mistakes. Still, up until now, the administration has publicly supported McChrystal and his counterinsurgency strategy. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the McChrystal comments present a dilemma.
If you are going to ask General McChrystal to resign, and if allied forces or countries or people at a political level react too much, the president will have little choice. But if he has that discretion, who would do as well or better?
It's a question no one in the administration expected to have to ask, especially now, as U.S. forces face what could be the most crucial 12 months in the war to date. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Michael Hastings is the journalist who wrote the Rolling Stone portrait of General McChrystal. We talked to him earlier today on a pretty rough phone line in Kandahar, Afghanistan. Hastings says he was a little incredulous when he began hearing sharp barbs and criticisms about Obama administration officials from General McChrystal and his staff.
The sort of most candid comment, I was as surprised as anyone else when he said them to me when I had a tape recorder. And I had a tape recorder running in my hand and a notebook in my other hand.
Initially, Hastings was scheduled to spend about 2 days with McChrystal and his staff while the general was in Paris to brief NATO officials. And then
the volcano in Iceland exploded. I ended up basically stranded with them. And instead of going back to Washington, which was my original plan, to go on to Afghanistan later, I followed them to Berlin and then later to Kabul and then down to Kandahar and then back to Washington, D.C. a two-day trip turned into this month-long journey.
As Michael Hastings describes him, Stanley McChrystal is a remarkable man and true warrior. He gets by on 4 hours sleep a night, he eats one meal and runs 7 miles a day. He's bold and he can be ruthless.
He has a high tolerance for risk. He's impressive. He's brilliant. He has a good sense of humor. You want guys like McChrystal out there killing people on your behalf and fighting your wars. You just don't want them, I don't think, commanding the policy, which is what they've done.
General McChrystal has been in charge of the NATO forces in Afghanistan for a year now. Even by the military's admission, it's been a challenging year. U.S. casualties and Afghan civilian deaths are mounting. An influx of new troops has so far failed to blunt the power of the Taliban. And McChrystal's counterinsurgency strategy, which focuses more on winning hearts and minds than on military might, is not always popular with the troops on the ground. There's a lot of tension. That's inherent in war. And then Michael Hastings says there's the tension between the commander-in-chief and his general.
I think he was hoping to have a relationship like General Petraeus had with President Bush. I think he wants to have a one-on-one, eye-to-eyeball relationship with the president that he doesn't feel he has.
What happened in their first meeting?
General McChrystal came to the White House with high hopes of meeting the commander-in-chief, and it turned into a 10-minute photo op, which was disappointing to him.
This article that you've written is getting quite a bit of attention because it paints a picture of basically two structures that are often at odds, the military structure and the civilian structure in the White House. And McChrystal does not mince words when talking about the national security team at the White House, Richard Holbrooke, Vice President Joe Biden. Please describe for us how he describes the civilian members of the security team.
I was in a room while General McChrystal prepared a speech to give that he was going to give in Paris. While they started to role play the question and answer session, General McChrystal said, "Oh, what if I get a question about Vice President Biden? How should I respond?" At that moment, they started making jokes about Vice President Biden. And the exact joke was, "Biden, who's that?" And then one of his top advisors said, "Biden, did you say bite me?" And that was on the record.
When that joke was made, did McChrystal admonish that aide in any way, or did he go with the flow?
No, they were laughing. Have you hung out with the military much?
I certainly haven't spent the kind of time that you have spent with the military. In that statement, I guess...
I mean, that's who these guys are. That's why I'm so shocked. These guys have been living these wars for the last 9 years, you know? They don't see their families. They hang out with a bunch of other guys and then, you know... they're in fight. They lose the people they love. I mean, they sort of release off some of this humor.
As you all know, he's being called back to Washington to actually talk face-to-face with the president. Based on the time that you spent with him and getting to know him and drawing this personality sketch of the man, how do you think he'll handle that?
Well, I don't think I'm going to get access to that meeting, unfortunately. My guess is he's going to say, but I'm not going to do it again, and send me back over there to win the war for you, sir. Is sort of what I would guess it is.
Michael Hastings, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, I really appreciate it.
Michael Hastings speaking to us on the phone from Kandahar, Afghanistan. Hastings is the author of a Rolling Stone profile of General Stanley McChrystal called The Runaway General.